Adventures in Research. At the dawn of the 20th century, the United States was attacked by one of its deadliest enemies. It launched its attack through the air, long before the airplane had been invented, and it recognized no law of war or humanity. From this vicious attack, the only escape was flight or acceptance of death. This deadly enemy was the mosquito. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science, produced as a public service in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. And today, telling you the story of a kind of mosquito, a diseased city that we fought for but didn't want, and a little country doctor that no one listened to. This is the story of the mosquito doctor. The year was 1900, shortly after Americans heard the happy news.
Extra, extra, war over. War over. Spain sues for peace. Dewey wins victory of Manila. Read all about it. War over.
American army occupies Cuba. Havana under U.S. flag. Read all about it.
One of the officers sent to occupy Havana was a quiet, serene gentleman named Major William Crawford Gorgas, surgeon in the United States Army. For 20 years, he had served his country in frontier posts from the Dakotas to Texas. Now, he was given a new assignment and a new order.
Major Gorgas, clean up Havana.
Clean up Havana. Havana, at the time, one of the dregs of civilization, disease-ridden, filth-wallowed Havana. But come, if you can stand it, on a walk through the ancient city, as it appeared when Major Gorgas arrived.
The city has only two sewers, which drain but a part of the town. Garbage decays on the streets, along with the corpses of dead dogs and cats. There are no sidewalks. We must pick our way gingerly through pools of dirty, stagnant water. And on all sides of us are typhoid, malaria, dysentery, yellow fever. The accumulated refuse of the day is tossed into the street. That is Havana. Dirty, unsanitary, disease-ridden.
Dirt and disease. Disease and dirt. And of all the diseases that racked the stricken city of Havana, none of them was more terrifying or less understood than yellow fever. What caused it? What carried it?
Bananas, that's what I've been told.
Decaying coffee.
Swamp miasma, the doctor says.
What said Major Gorgas?
Filth. Yes, General, filth causes it, and cleaning up this city will prevent it. I regard this not only as a means of checking the disease, but as an act indispensable to the success of the military occupation of Cuba. It is from this island that the disease, yellow fever, strikes the United States. If we can stop the disease at its stronghold, we can free the United States from the menace.
Excellent, Major Gorgas, excellent. Take what men you need, what native advice you want, and any assistance you may require. But clean up Havana.
Within a few months, Gorgas had done the impossible. Havana blossomed forth as clean and wholesome a city as any in the world. In fact, cleaner than most. Gone were the offensive odors, the stagnant puddles, the piles of decaying vegetables, carcasses, the unsightly rubble. And what happened? During the first 7 months of that year, only 7 deaths occurred from yellow fever.
Major Gorgas, you are not busy, I trust.
Oh, come in, Dr. Finley. No, not too busy, just cleaning up some routine matters.
cleaning up. It seems that you do that very well, my friend.
Well, not without the help of men like yourself, the native physicians who know the people in the city. Without your help, Dr. Finley, our job would not have been solved so easily.
With all due courtesy, Major, if it is salt...
Oh, come now, Doctor. You're not going to start on that again, are you? We've been over it and over it.
I know. And your patience is most kind. You have listened to me several times. Yet you do not seem to understand.
But I do understand, Doctor. You think that yellow fever is caused by the bite of some particular mosquito.
I do, sir. For 20 years, I have.
Now, Doctor, frankly, face the issue. There are some 800 species of mosquitoes. How can you fix on one variety as the culprit?
It is the Stegomyia.
But why, out of 800 breeds, why that one? The idea borders on the fantastic. I appreciate your...
I know, Major. I know. I am only an old Cuban doctor who doles out his pills and looks down throats and goes... But my theory...
Yes, is... Doctor, your theory. But look at the facts on our side. Since we have cleaned up Havana, the rate of yellow fever has dropped and will continue to drop. We have wiped out yellow fever.
Major, you are very good to listen to an old man. But listen once more, and then I go. I am sorry to say, you have not stopped yellow fever.
The gentle old doctor tried telling everyone, and he was treated politely, but with no belief. Proof was what they wanted. Had the doctor ever experimented with his special kind of mosquitoes?
Yes, I have. I have made some 100 attempts to inoculate volunteers with the bites from these mosquitoes. Not one of them has come down with yellow fever. But that must be the fault of my technique. I still say that because...
So unheard by Dr. Finley, life in Havana went on. Havana, the new clean city, began attracting immigrants, newcomers to the lovely little island. And the newcomers brought dread news to Major Gorgas.
Yellow fever!
Yellow fever!
Yellow fever!
Soon, clean, beautiful Havana was writhing under a severe outbreak of yellow fever. Evidently, the newcomers to Havana were not immune to the disease, as most of the natives.
And we haven't destroyed the disease after all. It was sleeping, waiting for new material in which to feed. Last year, 7 cases. Already this year, 1,400.
Major, what do you make of this case? Report from Pinar del Rio, our army barracks there.
Quite an epidemic there, too, as I recall.
Yes, but here's something rather peculiar. One of the soldiers out there missed curfew and was confined to a cell in the guardhouse. 3 weeks later, he became ill. And 6 days later, he died.
Of yellow fever? But how?
Well, that's the strange part. He had no contact with anyone else, and none of his fellow prisoners were infected. He couldn't have caught it from them. His confinement isolated him from any type of infection. Now, what manner of infection could get through the bars to strike this man?
What indeed? The guardhouse was clean and sanitary, yet the man dies. What manner of disease is this that can strike a lone man behind bars with no contact? Unless... Find Dr. Finley. Carlos Finley. Get him and get him fast.
The little Cuban doctor was going to be heard at last. For 20 years, he had maintained in the face of disagreement and even failure that yellow fever was transmitted by the Stegomyia mosquito. And then another little-known man appeared in Havana, and he, too, had an idea.
Dr. Henry R. Carter from Mississippi, sir. I've been around yellow fever for quite some time, Major, and I have some information that might help you.
About mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes? I don't know anything about that. No help there at all.
Then, Doctor, what?
Well, I've kept pretty close track of the disease as it struck in several epidemics I've been involved in. Yeah, noted a rather strange thing. Usually,
A period of some 12 days to 3 weeks elapses between the appearance of the first case in a community and the epidemic itself. Seems to be a time cycle involved.
Of course. That's it. The mosquitoes.
Excuse me, Major. I'm not saying anything about mosquitoes at all.
No, I know. But that's why Dr. Finley's experiments failed. It must take several days for the germ to become virulent in the mosquito. That's why he failed. He didn't give the mosquito sufficient time to develop the germ.
And so the experiments began. American volunteers, Cuban natives who were paid $250 for their efforts. Experiment after experiment. Some men died, some lived, and gradually there came recognition.
It would appear that mosquitoes cannot become infected by biting a diseased patient except during the first 3 days of his illness. Further, the mosquito needs at least 12 days before the germ becomes virulent in the body of the mosquito so that he can transmit the disease by biting a second person.
The experiment proved that the gentle, kindly old Cuban doctor, Carlos Finley, was right. And Gorgas announced,
I am going to get rid of the mosquito.
Major Gorgas went to work. He knew that the Stegomyia mosquito laid its eggs in clean, sweet water, usually found in domestic utensils. Card indexes were prepared listing every conceivable type of utensil where the Stegomyia could hatch. Inspectors went from door to door.
Mosquito inspector, let me see every utensil you have in the house. Every pot, every pan, every pitcher. Anything that can hold water.
Water barrels, cesspools, cisterns were screened. A film of oil deposited on them. Workers labored day and night. As they had cleaned Havana, now they were ridding it of mosquitoes. And with what results? In the year 1901, for the first time in centuries, there was not a single case of yellow fever in Havana. And so into the records went another great victory over one of man's most dangerous enemies. To those who made it possible, to men like Major Gorgas, we all owe a debt of thanks. But we also owe a great deal to the little Cuban doctor, Carlos Finley, who so persistently pioneered his mosquito theory. Major Gorgas called this theory an outstanding case of scientific clairvoyance. Be that as it may, it was the little doctor who put the forces of science on the track of yellow fever. It was he who instituted a conquest that occupied an island, cleansed a city, and finally killed a mosquito with his adventure in research. And that's today's Adventures in Research, produced in cooperation with the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. These programs are broadcast to armed forces personnel overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Join us again next week for another transcribed story of science on Adventures in Research.